The entire community is invited to come out and celebrate the life of Allison Tozer. A gathering for Allie will happen at La Paz County Park, Sunday, October 5th. There will be live music and memories, food and soft drinks. Bring a chair and join Allie's parents, Rich and Teresa, as our community remembers one of its own daughters. Once again, a gathering for Allie, Sunday, October 5th from 6 until 9 p.m. at La Paz County Park. Everyone is invited.
From the shores of the Colorado River on the beautiful Parker Strip, you're listening to the Parker Livecast.
Well, we got a little bit of a full studio. I forgot to turn the mics on.
I know.
I am so tired,
the
dude.
Racing world, that'll be called red lighting.
Is that what
red
that
lighting.
Is?
Red lighting, yes.
We have a full studio tonight. Mike Collins, how's it going, Mike? Woo!
It's Parker great. Livecast debut.
Yes. Yeah. What's happening, man?
Nothing.
You were in California the first couple of times we did this.
Yeah, I missed the first couple, having to, you know, pay the bills. But
right, absolutely. Yeah, you're doing a lot of work down there. What, in fact, in the very first show, we kind of speculated on what you do, you know, because like we're sitting here thinking, well, what does Mike
now,
do?
What does he do? What,
you work here in Parker, but then you work like elsewhere sometimes, you know. There's no short story there, is there?
No, there isn't.
There's no short story.
Today's podcast, what does Mike do?
Yeah, what does Mike do?
Everyone thinks I'm like a narc or something because, you know, I'm at the bars drinking all day and, you know.
Either that or
observing everyone and seeing what, you know, what's going on.
What's going down.
And they're thinking, oh, that guy's got some story behind him.
Also, Storm
Chaser. But it couldn't be farther from that.
Also, Storm Chaser and a Storm Photographer.
Yeah.
Extraordinaire. And also, our theory, CIA agent.
Oh, okay. Yeah, FBI, CIA.
Right. Yeah. Super spy, perhaps?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why, you know, I go over Ukraine every once in a while, see what's going on.
It makes total sense.
How are your friends over in Ukraine now? Because that's crazy what was going down. They are concerned, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, still a lot of people dying over there.
Right. Jeez. It's crazy, man. Now, we have another guest just walking in through the door right now. Anthony, come in here. So
go on in, Anthony.
We'll tell you the story behind this, and then maybe we should just jump right into this,
Josh. Yeah, why not?
Of course, Jimmy Beaver is here as well. Good morning to you. I mean, I'm so used to doing the morning show now. It doesn't even matter what time of day. This is a podcast,
You're on European time.
Exactly. Josh Savino, John Wright here, and Mike Collins. And joining us, Anthony from La Piazza. Is that pizza flour all over you right there?
Wow, look at that.
Jump right onto that. How are you doing?
Yeah, it is, actually. I just came from work.
Nice. Awesome.
I think we need to have him leave because he comes in here from his pizza place and doesn't bring any food.
That's true.
You need to have him come back. You know, come on, we need some appetizers.
No, we're glad you're here.
Well, I figured we could all go after there after this.
That works for me.
La Piazza after hours.
Does everybody sort of demand that you bring pizzas to them and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, constantly.
Always.
Go into the bank, at the grocery store, anything. It's a nonstop deal, absolutely.
So I heard a rumor you're selling La Piazza and taking up professional wakeboarding.
I would absolutely love to do that, but no, I think I'm just going to bring the wakeboard park to La Piazza and start to put one in the back La Piazza.
Probably That's makes perfect. Better business sense.
Well, there's a reason why Anthony is here this week, and it is that Josh and I called him the other week. Before the very first Parker Livecast. We did this like, 4 weeks ago now?
Yeah, it's been about 4 weeks now.
And he did not know that it was us at first. So let me jump right into this. You haven't heard this, right?
No, I haven't heard it yet.
Okay, but you remember this.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to forget.
How could you forget? Here's what's really interesting about this call. You know, it sort of just proves how nice a guy Anthony is. We were trying to get him riled up. We were really trying to get him angry. He runs a pizza place here in town that everybody knows, La Piazza. And we just thought it would be really fun to try to see if he has an angry side. And let's put it this way. If he does, we didn't find it. So listen to this.
Hello, La Piazza.
May I speak with Anthony, please?
This him?
Hey, Anthony, my name is Nick DeMarco. I represent a group of investors who are going to be opening a new pizza place in town. The name is Topless Pizza.
The name's what?
Topless Pizza. Topless. The servers are going to be topless.
Okay.
And, of course, we have to apply for a special use permit for that, but that's not why I'm calling. The problem that we're having is that we're not pizza people. We're idea people. Now, we have two other locations, and someone gave us your number, and they said that you are the best pizza in Parker. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's great. So what we're looking for is someone local, and we're wondering if you wouldn't mind coming over sometime to train our cooks when we get ready?
Well, actually, Ben, for a situation like this, I'd rather talk about this face-to-face and not at dinner time when I'm really busy.
I apologize. You're really busy. We're like an hour behind over here. I do apologize. I just want you to know we plan on compensating you. There's nothing you have to worry about that. We have vouchers, gift certificates, things that we can give your people. We're just looking to get started. And you might want to know, we're going to be building this in the old Dairy Queen building. I don't know if you're sure where that is, but it's the old Dairy Queen. You know where that is? Yeah, we're going to be putting it in. We're leveling the entire thing. We're going to be putting in a video game room, big screen TVs, LED lighting, and of course, topless servers with pizza. How do you like that idea?
Now, just to pause for a second.
I'm such a dirtbag.
I know, dude. I'm such a dirtbag.
So just for those who don't know, La Piazza is literally right around the corner from Dairy Queen.
We're talking like 50 yards.
Yeah, we wanted to pick the closest.
It's the closest business to Dairy Queen.
I'm listening to Josh and my imagination's running. You know, I'm thinking gold chains.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Chest hair coming out, the leather shoes, you know.
If you dare cross us, we're going to make you pay.
That kind of a character.
So we're basically telling them that we're going to open a competition business right around the corner.
Right next door.
Have you seen American Hustle? That's Josh.
Yeah. Right.
Stick with me.
Okay, man. You know what? Like I said, I'd rather have this conversation in person and when I'm not busy. So
right. Well,
if you want to come by, you know, maybe Friday or something like that, I have some open spot. Or, you know, we can work something out from there.
All right. What time Friday works for you? I can fly in there at the airport. I can fly on in with the plane, maybe take you up in there. We can have a little meeting, rub elbows a little bit, get to know each other, because we're really hoping that you can help us out with this, because, we're not pizza people. We're idea people, and we're really needing your help on this, because we want to bring topless women to Parker and eat some pizza at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you, man. So, like I said, I'll be around on Friday. The best time to catch me is in the afternoon.
Perfect. You guys stay pretty busy over there, it sounds like. It's pretty busy?
No, you know, I mean, we hold our own. We also have 40 years of reputation and stuff behind us.
40 years of pizza making? See, that's a lot more than what we have. But I tell you what, we have these buildings. We have one in Redondo right now that's made, get this, $10 million last year. $10
million. Oh, wow, man, that's great.
Do you make $10 million a year?
No, but this is also a really small town, so...
It is, but we have a vision.
Man, I'm burning food right now. I got to go.
You're
I'm sorry.
Burning food.
If you want to call on call on Friday or swing by or something, what's your name again?
My name's Nick DeMarco. Okay. I'm right here in Redondo right now, and I appreciate the time that you've given me. We're looking forward. I don't know. Do you like boobs? Do you like titties? I
mean, absolutely, man. All right, man. I'll talk to you on Friday or see you on Friday. I gotta go.
Burn some food, brother. Don't burn the food. Hey, there's one more thing. I want to thank you for your.
I'm holding up a sign on the other side of the glass. Keep him on the phone. I didn't want him to hang up.
I gotta say, through all this, Anthony's a class act.
You are, dude.
A class act, because if it was me on the phone, I probably would have blew the guy off.
Well, and he told us he was gonna, but listen to this. It goes on just a little bit more.
Time, and I appreciate everything that you've done, and everybody says you have great pizza, and I'm looking forward to trying some. If I can have what's your best pizza there? I want to try it.
All of them, really, man. Probably combination.
I'm going to have a combination and maybe throw on some pineapple, because I like the pineapple.
Absolutely, man. Okay. All right, dude, I am serious. My buzzer's going off. I got to go.
Your buzzer's going off. Bye. Don't let the buzzer go off there, buddy.
So yeah, he was really polite, right?
Very. Absolutely. I was like, wow, dude, he's so nice.
So we called him back. What we decided to do was wait a little bit and call
him
back.
Like an hour, maybe? Hour 15?
It was like an hour 15.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Because we thought maybe he'd react when the customers were gone. But we were trying to rile him. I was like, you basically told him you're going to open some kind of amazing pizza joint around the corner from his place, and you're demanding that he train your cooks.
Yeah, to take away business from
him. To take away business.
In some way.
Yeah. So then I said, what would be perfect is if we tried to say, well, you train the cooks and we'll give you coupons, something basically worthless in return, right? So it's not like he's going to get a stake in the business or he's going to get something big.
Some huge salary.
Yeah, we'll just give you like, we'll serve you pizza when you come in or something like that.
Well, and that was the thing is, right. We met in person, you know, it was, I was going to want half.
Yeah.
You're like, you're going to use my product?
Yeah. Yeah. Was that the figure you had in mind was half?
If this was real.
I wouldn't have settled for anything less.
Yeah, right.
And the other thing was, too, is he never posed a threat.
Right.
I mean, we've been open since 1976.
True.
I think we're the second oldest restaurant in the town.
Yes. Awesome. Very well established.
And, you know, we've been through a number of fires. We just had one a couple weeks ago.
You had a fire?
Yeah.
What happened?
The fryer caught on fire. It's an electrical fire.
Is it okay? Is everything all right?
It totaled the fryer, so I'm actually going through all the insurance and stuff like that right now to get a new one and stuff.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's kind of hurt us a little bit, but, you know, we're bouncing right back. But,
right, sure.
You know, we've been through the ups and downs and all the economies and stuff like that and plenty of other, you know, all the chain stuff that's come in and everything. And, you know, we still make a good product. We still give good service.
You know,
him coming in and saying this to me, it's like, you know how many people that I've had in just in my experience, not even like my dad's experience, that have, you know, tried to say, oh, well, we're going to do this and it's going to hurt your business in this way. And it's like, bring it on, man.
Yeah.
Like, bring it on.
You know,
dude,
like, you know, put your money where your mouth is.
You didn't even get rattled a little bit.
Well, he had that bring it on attitude when we called him back. I sensed
a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, he had time to stew. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Which is what I was hoping. I said, Josh, let's go get something to eat. We'll come back in about another hour.
Back to
the studio. And we're thinking, well, that'll let it sit a little bit and stew a little bit or maybe melt like pizza cheese in his brain, you know?
Well, if this guy really wants to do this, I need to start to gear up now to go up against him. If he says he already has all these permits and stuff,
right?
I'm going down to the county building tomorrow. I'm gonna start, you know, I'm gonna start talking to all the right people. And it's like, you know, some guy from California.
His name's Nick DeMarco.
Nick DeMarco. You know, it's
Nick,
you know,
DeMarco.
Yeah.
You know, if Josh was really gonna open a pizza place, let's face it, he'd be serving Totino's.
DiGiorno, dude, I got class. Yeah.
DiGiorno. So we called him back, and it sounded like this.
La Piazza, how can I help you?
Is Anthony there?
Yes. Hang on.
Okay.
It was Kara, right?
Hello.
Yes, hey, Anthony, Nick DeMarco again. How you doing, buddy?
Excuse me?
Nick DeMarco again. We spoke about an hour and a half ago. I just, I wanted to wait until after you closed to give you a call and apologize the way that the phone call was left earlier. I had no idea you were that busy. I didn't mean to make you burn a pizza, perhaps. And typically, if someone were to hang up on me, I'd be a little offended, but I know that was my bad, so I want to apologize to you.
Yeah, no worries, man. I'm actually still kind of in the same situation. What's up, man?
Oh, no kidding. Are you guys still open over there?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, what time do you guys stay open till?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock on a weeknight? I thought Parker was a small town.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, man, what, are you okay? Is everything all right over there?
Yeah, I just almost dropped a pizza.
Oh, look, damn, that's no good. Look, I just want to make sure we're okay for Friday. I would really love to come in and meet you. In fact, if you'd like, feel free to pack a bag. You can hop on the plane. You can come out here to the coast for the weekend. I mean, you're more than welcome to come along and we can talk business. I mean, we're really serious about this topless pizza idea. We think it's going to go good. We've done some research in the area, and there's no place where you can see a woman's breast. There's no place where you can see that unless you're on the river.
Well, to be honest with you, man, I really don't see you getting the permits for it.
No. Is there a problem that people don't like the titties in Parker?
Well, considering the fact of the place that you want to put it is about more about 300 feet from a church and another probably 200 feet from a school and another 200 feet from another church.
Wow, man, that's a... I don't know why, because, you know, we were talking with these guys, the brokers, and they said there'd be no problem with the permits and
you might want to get with your brokers before you make any trips out here then. And the other thing is, too, man, is actually, you said you want to put a Dairy Queen, right?
Yeah, it's the old, we're going to be demolishing the whole building. Don't you worry about that. I know the building's really shitty.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the building, man. Really,
it's all boarded up like it's a hurricane.
I'm really not worried about you because my pizza place is literally across the train tracks. One of the churches I'm talking about is connected to my building.
No kidding.
And neither one of us is going to go anywhere.
Well, no, I mean, we don't want you to go anywhere. All we want is your pizza in our box. That's basically what we're hoping for.
I got you.
That's basically what we're looking for. You have a home run there with your pizza. You got a home run with the pizza, and everybody says this, and I believe them, and I'm excited to try this pizza. But what we basically...
Yeah, man, well, like I said, you come out here on Friday, I'll be around, and so I'll throw a pie in the oven and stuff. That way you can try it.
Well, you have, like, a big race there or something every year, right? You have, like, off-road racing?
Yeah, we have off-road racing,
so you're telling me
all off-road racers, and they all get up early.
They get up early, but I tell you what, they'll stay up late for boobies, won't they?
Yeah, probably.
They'll stay up late. They'll come on in. A little topless pizza. You know, we gotta worry about having a mesh shirt, perhaps, to keep the boobs out of the pizza. That's not going to be good. You know, we don't want burns and lawsuits.
Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly.
All right, man. Hey, continued success with everything you do. We appreciate the time. And you know what, dude? We're going to have a special table for you right there. To compensate you for your help on this, we're going to give you a special table and all the gift certificates you want, buddy. All the gift certificates.
All right. Well, cool. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Remember the name, Nick DeMarco, okay? Remember the name.
Nick DeMarco, man. I'll look out for you, buddy.
All right, my brother. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Such a nice guy.
I know, dude. You did so good.
Dude, I didn't know you had a new pickup line. I want my pizza in your box.
I want my pizza in your box. That's basically what we want.
Well, we had a lot of...
I can pass
topless
on that one.
Pizza is a brilliant name, though.
Isn't it?
I mean, if you think about it, you know, the toppings on a pizza, you know, the topless
pizza. That's pretty good, right? It is pretty good. Well, we had all of that stuff written. I mean, lines like, you know, we want your pizza in our box. That's it. We thought that would really rile because it's like...
We're not pizza people.
What do you mean we're my pizza?
We're idea people.
That was the great one. Yeah. We're not pizza people. We're idea people. Yeah. Anyway, dude, you are like
such
the nicest
sport,
guy ever.
Man. Such
nicest,
a good sport.
Nicest man in Parker. Yeah.
Now we went there afterwards and we let him know that, and I'm glad we did because you were going to go down to the county. And
oh yeah, dude.
Say,
What's
up with these permits? And
yeah,
I'm glad
oh
we
yeah,
did.
Dude. It was, you know, I mean, I was really going to start to stir some trouble the next day right away.
That's
dude,
cool.
It was like, you know, I want to make sure all my ducks were in a row and stuff. It's, you know, if these guys are, if they can, you know, pull strings to get permits for a topless bar or whatever,
right,
next to a church, school, and all that stuff, their hands are in pockets that I don't even know about.
Right.
So it's like, I need to come at them with everything I have.
Yes, yes.
Dude, that's a very sound business
what
sense
we do
right
learn about this is two things. Number one, that Anthony at La Piazza is a very nice guy. And number two, that he will put you down.
Yeah.
He will take you down.
He will take you down. He will take you down.
Yeah,
if
right.
you try to open up a topless pizza
Absolutely.
Restaurant.
Well, that was so cool, man. Thank
well,
you
thank
for...
You guys very much.
There is a guy, or at least there was last week. Did anybody else see him out front of Suddenlink protesting?
It was one guy.
One guy with like these
with
homemade placards made with like a Sharpie and cardboard. And he's walking around. Did you even get what he was protesting?
No, I didn't. I think what it was that he was being charged for time where he didn't even have the internet.
What could be so wrong with your cable bill that you're going to get
I want to make a sign that says, I have no idea why I'm here, and just walk along with them. Because I have no, like, tell me your story.
Josh nearly threw up on a bunch of kindergartners this week. What happened with that? What was that?
I think for the third year, I dressed up as Johnny Appleseed. And
oh, you've done that before?
I've done it before.
Mm-hmm. And for like the little kiddies at the
kindergarten,
school?
Kindergarten class. So I'm there as Johnny Appleseed in front of like, I don't know, 60 kindergarten kids, maybe, you know, mm-hmm. and they're all like, hey, and they're all eating apples, you know, and they're like, are you really Johnny Appleseed? And I'm like, no, stupid. No, I mean, but no, you know what I mean? Like, they're kids, and so they're cute, you know, and I had a guitar, and I sang a Johnny Appleseed song that I made, and I've been feeling weird all day, and I don't know what it was.
Weird, do you mean
weird,
sick?
Like, I woke up feeling a little nauseous, mm-hmm. right, and continued that. It wasn't like I got a bug nauseous. I don't know what it was. I just wanted to... I'd be sick, like throw up. So I'm sitting there, I'm singing from him, I'm going into the third verse right out of the chorus, and then all of a sudden, like, I was like, oh, and then I stopped and I was like, and that's all. All
and
right, thank
all.
You. And I looked over at Eileen Wheatley, who's one of the teachers, and I was like, I almost just threw up. She's like, I didn't know you were sick. I was like, neither did I really. And, you know, it just almost happened. I almost barfed on all those kindergarten kids. So could you imagine? I have no problem being in front of people. It was just the dangdest thing, man, because it just hit me all of a sudden. Hit me strong.
So you like ended your song early?
I ended the song, a verse early. You know, I had this really strong finish. But, you know, instead I was sick. And
but what song you made the song up?
It's yes, Johnny Appleseed.
Do you care
Red,
to sing any
Apple,
of it now?
I don't know. I wrote it down. Oh. Yeah, because I wrote it that morning, and then I didn't even commit it to memory.
You're talking about the darndest thing. I'm going to sound either very stupid right now for not knowing this, or I'm going to blow your mind. So you know those ice refrigerators with the bags of ice, like the 20-pound bags of like their ready ice or whatever right? You see them around. There's a big one in Walmart.
Mm-hmm. That's where they keep the crushed ice. Yeah, bags of ice.
Thank you. Bags of ice. Like for your cooler, like when you're coming out to the river and you're going to put a cooler. They make and bag the ice too.
The one at Walmart does.
Oh, you knew that. Did you know that? No, did you know that, Anthony?
I didn't know that, dude.
Jimmy?
I didn't know Walmart did. I know a lot of places do.
Hmm. Yeah.
But in the old days, they used to have these big block houses out in the parking
Actually,
lot.
Actually, one of them was across the street from La Piazza.
Is that right?
Yeah. They back when La Piazza first opened, late 70s, my dad used to take pizzas and stuff over there across the street and pitchers of beer across the street and stuff.
Right.
So the guys that worked over there in the plants, they'd have these big trucks and they put blocks of ice there and these trucks would just go around the clock and they'd go up up the Arizona side, around the dam, and then down the California side
just
and delivering
dropping
ice.
Off ice all day.
And
dropping off
because, ice. I mean, you need ice for everything, you know?
Right, right.
You need it for to keep anything.
Of course. But
not just drinks.
But
you know?
I didn't know that they were like made by the refrigerator you take them out of. Like,
yeah, those are the new ones. But the blockhouse you were touching upon is somewhat similar to that.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. I don't know if the ice was actually made inside of those because they have big coolers in them and stuff. But you'd actually put coins in there and had like the steel grate thing underneath it, and you'd hit it, and man, this big block would come out, and you know, like
crazy.
You like want a me 5 pound some block? Trivia down
like
for you right
square.
Now?
Yeah, give me a little trivia.
The oldest building in Parker is actually at Parker Motor Company. We've got on our lot. Everybody wonders what the hell this old building is. It's decrepit and falling down. Mm-hmm. It's an ice house. The walls are seriously like 2.5 feet thick.
Like mud block,
and,
right?
Yeah, well, on the outside, it's like adobe, but on the inside, it's insulated like crazy. But it's still there. Yeah, you can actually go on the lot and check it out. But you can actually go inside the thing. But it's the oldest building in Parker, and it was when the railroad was there. It's so thick, they used to keep ice in there, you know what I mean? So it would stay cool during the summer and stay somewhat frozen, I guess.
Wow.
There you go. So Parker trivia for you.
That's why it hasn't been bulldozed. It looks like crap. It's an eyesore, but it's the oldest building in Parker, so I guess we'd feel guilty if we knocked it over.
Yeah.
I don't know. My mom would know the exact date on it. But
that's crazy.
It's cool. Yeah, it's – yeah.
But it's blowing my mind that – this machine makes the ice. Anyway, so
and you didn't know that
little
it did.
Ice history of Parker.
There yeah, right. Like
and
I don't
know.
Know.
You didn't know that it made the ice though.
I'm standing there at the
it's
Walmart
amazing,
checkout. I hear a noise come from it. Mm-hmm. I look at the thing. I see a bag moving. Yeah. I'm like, what is going on? So I go up to the side of it. I look. All I think is that there's a bunch of bags there that you open the door, you take your bag, and you leave. Then I see this whole apparatus in there doing stuff. Like, there's a bag. Oh, it's opening the bag. Oh, there's ice falling down. What is going on?
And then it seals
it's
it up.
Crazy.
How about all these old Parker Bronx athletes? After football practice, we had the ice maker there.
Oh, yeah.
Remember in the field house?
Oh, yeah.
And it made ice, and we'd all go over there after practice and get a bag of ice.
Yeah.
Ice. Such a viable commodity in this region.
Yeah.
Was that
then you go to, well, seriously, it's weird, though, because then you go to, like, Mexico and you can't find ice anywhere.
So we were at a wedding last week, and we were in Laughlin. I go into the groom's hotel room because we're following them the whole day, taking photographs and everything. We go in. Josh joins us up there. This is late at night, and he has this, almost looks like a playpen, but it's covered over with a net. And he says, hey, check this out. And he puts his hand in there and he pulls out this furry kind of creature. And then all of a sudden it runs up his arm onto his shoulder. And this thing is sitting up there. I've never seen one before. And it turned out to be a sugar glider. You know that?
So I just knew that you were going to say that. Like,
from
those things are cool.
New Zealand.
Yeah.
You ever seen one? Ever seen one,
no.
Mike?
No. It was like
I'm
going to
go Google it
something?
as soon as we're done here.
It's like a flying squirrel.
It's not like a ferret. It's like, it's like a flying squirrel. Yeah. It's got like the wing suit thing going on between its two limbs on each side. It is so cool. And so this guy had two of them. They start jumping from person to person, like flying across the room.
It was
like,
great.
It was so good. From all these different wedding guests. It was the craziest wedding I've ever been at. Then it went up the curtain of the hotel room and stayed behind there for a while. Then
you get it back?
So he just like reaches up in there and grabs it. And it will come to him.
He releases a hawk. And the hawk chases it back to him.
Right.
And then into the safe confines.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was crazy.
He's really good at the hawk noises. Like, you guys got him dialed in.
He's good about every noise. But then I started forgetting the name of them, you know, as the night went on. I started calling it Sugar Badger.
Sugar Badger. The Sugar Dragon. Dude, the best one? Sugar Puppy.
Sugar Puppy.
That was the last one you gave.
I didn't know what to call
it. Take care of those sugar puppies.
Yeah. But that same wedding, you know, I noticed this big sign up on the thing, and they were the hotel up there was having an ATV sale, and it said on there, win a Ranger or something like that. And it sort of reminded me about how people use the name Ranger. Like, people call every watercraft a jet ski, even though there's only one of them that's a jet ski, and it's the Kawasaki version, right? The Yamaha is a super jet. Jet ski is a trademark name, yes. But it's become a generic name for the entire thing, right?
Yeah.
So why are sometimes people calling the Rangers... all ATVs are a Ranger, or they're a side-by-side. What do you call them? Do you have a name for them?
The correct term is UTV.
UTV, yeah. Right. Okay, but no one says that. No one says UTV.
Everybody's always like, oh, he's got a Razor.
Yeah,
he's
I say Razor or Rhino, because yeah, I think Rhino was like the very kind
Rhino's
of first
Yamaha.
One. Yeah.
Would you look at one that isn't a Rhino and call it a Rhino?
No. I know the difference. I live
if
in
you
Parker.
You know the difference.
Right. You live in Parker, like, so you just know.
I live and breathe that stuff.
Yeah.
Know?
But if somebody doesn't know the difference, they would look at that, and if they were just generically trying to identify it, they'd probably say Razor or side-by-side, yeah. I think.
It's same with soda, though. I mean, how many times do you hear people call any kind of soda Coke?
Yeah Coke. Or directly call Pepsi Coke.
Yeah.
Hey, give me a Coke. And it's actually
or
a Pepsi.
Or energy drinks. Yeah. I mean, I've heard it, you know, everything called Red Bull before. It's whoever's the first to market usually gets
yeah.
it. You know?
Yeah, they get the generic rights.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But they've taken over. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but I think it was within the past 10 years that the UTVs became the thing. Before that, it was quads and dune buggies, right? That was
well, and lifted golf carts. Remember, there was that.
Yeah.
Everyone lifted a golf cart, and then they started coming out with these side by sides. People were like, "Yeah, lifted golf cart, dude, cool. It looks nice, but you're only going 15 miles per hour. I can go 80."
I've had this conversation on my show with all kinds of people in the sand market and the dune market.
Right.
Had marketing directors from Polaris, and when the UTVs came about, it literally the ATV market. People don't buy quads anymore.
No.
And the dune buggy and sand market, they don't buy those anymore. People buy UTVs.
But
the UTV killed two markets.
Game changer.
That is crazy. But it is the recreational motorsports market, isn't it, that is like that. Remember that thing that came out for a while, and it was called a Sea-Doo 3D? And it was like you could either stand on it, sit on it like a motorcycle, or sit on it like a go-kart. Yeah.
Okay.
So you could do
multiple personality disorder.
Right. And within 2 years they'd killed it.
Yeah.
It is getting to
Do you have a side by side, Michael?
No. But I think the real early ones of those was a thing called a joiner, and it had like Daihatsu motor in it. So it was like a sand rail, but it was like half the size of like a sand car.
Mm-hmm.
And they put these little Daihatsu motors in them, and then everyone started buying those and thought they were really cool. And then Yamaha or someone said, hey, there's a market for this kind of smaller.
And bigger money took over.
Oh, yeah.
Basically is what happened.
And technology too, suspension and all that.
Oh, man.
Stuff.
Well, some of them now are approaching $30,000 for a new one.
I mean, that's crazy.
It's more than a weekend hobby.
But that's the other thing that's happened, because you used to be able to buy a quad for pretty cheap. You cannot buy a UTV cheap, not new.
Well, they're going twice as fast.
And you can take
pros
three people
and cons,
with you.
But some people say that they're, you know, you're more protected being inside that roll cage than you are on a quad, you know.
It's probably true. Although it's heavier. If it does turn, it's heavier, you know.
You know, I think my thing is with it though is all the weekend warriors. It's like, you know, I grew up around this stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know,
we've all gone riding at some point.
Yeah, we've all, you know, ridden dirt bikes or whatever, race and all that stuff. We've all have kind of somewhat of a background, and all the weekend warriors that come out now, they have a vehicle that does 80 miles an hour through 4 foot whoops.
Whoa.
Like, it's just,
and they're just starting out.
Yeah.
let's take it easy.
Yeah, they bought it on credit.
Give it to your 12-year-old.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's like, well, when Wave Runners first come out and everything like that, all the sit down ones is, you know, there was I think you had to be 12 years old to ride them by yourself.
Crazy.
And what 12-year-old needs to ride anything by itself? You know what I mean? Like, to be completely honest with you, on the river, you know, you have, you know, big boats that are 30 feet long to 100.
Yeah, but think about, too, how these things intersect, too. You would never have seen 10 years ago, or at least not to my memory, anything that looked like a golf cart pulling a boat out of the water.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Pulling a boat.
You would never see that.
Out of the water.
You wouldn't have enough power to pull a boat.
Wouldn't have enough power. Yeah.
But now you have this machine that's like 900 cc's.
So what is the proper name, Jimmy? What is the name we should all call these things? UTVs?
Yeah, UTVs.
No one calls them that.
UTV. No, side I always side? Say I say side by side. That's what I
yeah,
go to.
I think I go with side by side.
I've been trained to call them UTVs on my show from multiple places. So, right. You know, I think you can call them any of the above, and people are going to know what you're talking yeah. about. I guess the formal, I guess, dictionary term would yeah, be what, UTV. Yeah,
what's that's your, what the industry wants.
What's your go-to name for them?
Oh, you call razor. Them? Well, I just whatever.
Whatever it is.
I can identify them. So right.
I just can't wait till La Piazza gets their La Piazza sponsored razor. We're going to have off-road pizza delivery.
Oh, nice.
Sweet. That works
that
for me,
That sounds
dude.
Good. Speaking of that, you know, the desert is going to be the place to be here in the next coming month or so, you know. But next month, everyone's going to sort of transition, go out to the desert. We had a guy, we were sitting on our deck a few weeks ago, and there's a guy that pulls up in a truck at the top of the hill just next to us. And you can look right up to the top of the little canyon and see, you know, sort of the moonlight in the background and whatever. So you can see who's there. And we're sitting on the deck, and I'm looking up. And there's a guy pulls up in a truck, and he's probably, what, 400 yards away, maybe that?
Yeah, up on top.
300.
Plateau.
300 yards away. He starts shooting right there, man. I mean, he's like,
yeah, we're hearing
like, take cover, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I heard
what?
That the other night.
Did you
like,
hear that?
Holy moly, it sounded like an AK-47 or something.
Right. Why do people do that? I mean, you're 300 yards from a house. Yeah. I know you're not firing in the direction of the house.
What are you
but
doing?
Let's, you know.
So, meantime, Melissa's there. And the rest of us are all like, man, I hope he goes away soon. Melissa's like, what are you doing? Get out of here. And I'm like,
Mama
Melissa,
Bear came out.
He's got a gun. Yeah.
Don't, he's got a gun.
He's
don't
got a gun.
Up.
Don't upset him.
Ay, ay, ay.
I'm going to call the police. Like, you know.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to call.
He could just probably shoot the gun out of your hand if he has a scope. You know, he's going to shoot the phone out of your hand.
I'm
don't
like, shut up, Melissa. Wow, she's putting me in the crosshairs right
but
there.
But then we showed our true color as men, huh? Just let them shoot, honey. We don't want to create an issue here.
Yeah, so true. You heard that, though, huh?
Yeah.
Get a case of beer.
Mike and I don't live far from each other.
Yeah, I was sitting there on my back porch, and all of a sudden I just... It's almost sound like a fully automatic weapon.
Right.
Wow.
It's just like... only in...
It's like Afghanistan.
Parker.
Yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it. That's why I love
just,
it here,
I was just waiting
Close
to,
your eyes. You're either in Parker, Arizona or Afghanistan.
Yeah, I was just waiting. You know, then there's the five-minute wait to hear a few, you know, ambulances and, right. you know, see if someone got wasted.
Yeah. Know,
yeah. You don't know what happened up there. You just know there was a lot of shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We don't live far from each other, Mike and I. We're about two canyons over, you know.
Right.
I can always check out his house from afar, you know, across the canyons. He can always check out my place. If there's any, you know, if it's on fire or anything, I'll tell Mike. And if his
yeah, there
Mike...
was that one time that there was a fire.
There was a fire
over
at one point.
Near the desert barn, but it was straight in line with your house, and it looked like it was coming straight. Remember, I
you
called
were...
you.
Yeah, that's
I was
right.
Like, dude, I think your house is on fire.
Those are the calls you don't like.
And he said it exactly like that, laughing like that too. Native Visions Film Festival is this weekend.
Yes,
it's going to be really cool. There's a director that I'm looking forward to reconnecting with. Sydney Freeland, she was here last year. She will be back here this year on Saturday night for her movie that has done so well. It's been at Cannes Film Festival. It's been at Sundance. It's done really super, super, super well. And it's called Drunk Town's Finest, named after a newspaper article where she saw the reservation where she grew up in New Mexico described as Drunk Town in the press. And she got a little defensive and made a full scripted amazing movie that's doing super well. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. That's the film festival at
right.
Bluewater Cinemas.
Join us for that. We have just about enough time for Naked Weather. And Josh is, you know, we've been very disappointed. Anthony, we have this bit called Naked Weather.
Okay.
The idea is to have a girl read the weather naked. Sort of like Topless Pizza, except it's weather.
I figured, you know,
and
you guys were trying to start something.
We have, yeah,
you understand what I'm saying.
Well, I've been trying to get Jessica to come in now for what, 3 weeks?
Yeah. For 3 weeks.
3 weeks, 4 weeks,
right.
going back to
She's
the
She's turned you down for I don't know how long, Josh.
Well, it's always fallen through.
So what we did for the first couple of weeks was Josh and I tossed a coin to see which of us had to do it since she didn't show.
Yeah.
First week it was Josh, second week it was me. Third week I said, screw this, I'm just going to do regular weather. Well, I am pleased to announce that we do have Naked Weather tonight.
Jessica, I know she's here. I let her in. Jessica, are you here?
She's wearing just a robe. Mike,
this is good.
Tell you what, why don't you
nice.
Jump on that mic
you
right
hop
there?
On that one?
And this is Naked Weather. Very exciting. Jessica, how are you, by the way?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very, very glad to meet you.
Good to see you again, Jessica.
Well, nice to meet you, Jessica.
We thought you were never going to show.
Is this just one of those look, don't touch kind of things?
That's right, yes, Anthony. Yes.
Jimmy, Jessica, I never doubted that you'd come.
Jimmy, you and I have to look away, apparently.
Yeah, we're married.
We're married. We're going to be looking away.
Oh, your wives are going to be so mad.
They are going to be very, very angry.
I'm not married.
I'll look for you.
Yeah, Mike will look for us.
You guys look
okay,
away.
So you have the copy right there, right? You know what you're going to do?
I do.
All right, this is Naked Weather, everybody. Finally, here we go.
All right.
We're in for a cooling trend this weekend. With average highs over 100 degrees, dropping to the high 80s by Sunday, and the average lows dropping to the 60s. Sounds just warm enough to get wet.
I'm looking away. Jimmy,
this is where I get the dollars out of the wall.
I can't look. Okay,
where's this video cast we were talking about doing?
Please continue, Jessica. Thank you.
It's time to charge those ATV batteries and get ready for desert weather. But don't worry, there'll be plenty more river weather left during the month of October.
Yes, there is.
Jimmy, you're not looking, are you?
No, absolutely not.
Jimmy's being really good.
I'm not looking either.
John's peeking.
I'm not. No, I'm not. Nope.
What's your wife's name?
Melissa.
Melissa, he's looking.
What's your ex-wife's
name? That's called... John, you've officially been thrown under the bus by Jessica.
I don't know. All right, yes, what else?
We also have a slight chance of thunderstorms this weekend, which will probably do nothing more than elevate the humidity a little. And that was Naked Weather.
Naked Weather. Thank you so much.
You better get some clothes back on.
Yeah. Thank you, Jessica.
Nick DeMarco would give you a gift certificate.
He sure would. He'd give you a gift certificate right to that topless pizza.
That was a little too much to take.
That was a little too much.
By the way, next week, of course, is the Colorado River Indian Tribes Fair and Expo.
Fair and Expo,
going
that's
on
right.
This next week, starting
We're only a couple
Thursday.
Weeks out from the Blue Water Desert Challenge.
That's true. Yeah, that's coming as well. Best in the Desert.
Lopiaz will have all kinds of specials for the Blue Water Challenge as well.
Make sure
you guys make your way out there.
Excellent.
I'm going there tonight.
Perfect, man. Well, you can all meet up there.
Jimmy, plug your deal.
You can find out more information at downanddirtyradioshow.com. And by the time this goes live, I will have a huge announcement already been made, so we can make it now since we're delayed by a day. But Kirby Chambliss, the best pilot in the world.
Ooh,
he will be on my show in 2 weeks.
The Red Bull pilot.
Yes. Red Bull pilot runs in the Red Bull air races. World champion. He will be on my show in 2 weeks. So very stoked
Excellent.
On that.
Perfect. Awesome. Perfect. All right. DownandDirtyShow.com, right? DownandDirtyShow.com. You can join Josh Savino and myself, John Wright, at KLPZ 1380 AM and at KLPZ1380.com. Mike, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah,
Mike is our media contributor for Parker Live. I always call you that now because you provide so much awesome stuff
Very good,
for the
awesome
site.
Stuff. Yeah,
so thank you so much. See you next week.
Game on.